This is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs, and I'm speaking with Luke Forbes. He is a community organizer, a film director, and a podcast owner. How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So I just want to get a little bit of your background. So could you tell me about your background as a community organizer?
So I started off organizing with the community once I was released from prison 2 years ago in 2018. I started working with McDonald's. I started a campaign called Big Save the Youth, where we was bringing children activities to different events going on around the city. From there, I started working with the city for Albany as an administrative assistant, where I helped design programs to benefit kids and things like that, and also like did a lot of assistant administrative work for the Summer Youth Employment Program. Other aspects of my community organizer's background transpired when I was working with PULSE, People Uniting Local Support Everywhere, which is a nonprofit out here, where we would engage the community and teach them about different ways to engage youth and things like that.
Right.
So really a lot of my community organizing was geared around empowerment and community development, and as well as youth engagement.
And how has that helped you as an individual?
Well, it helps me as an individual because, one, I really focus in on the future, our youth, because I caught my case young. I was 15 years old. So I really take it serious about really engaging with our youth and teaching them better ways of handling their stress and how to express themselves and things like that. So it has benefited me by just seeing the impact that I've been able to have on the community and helping young kids.
Okay. And about this event that is happening on October 24th, could you give us a little detail about it?
Yeah. So the event that's happening on the 24th is the World Development Information and United Nations Day.
Okay.
So this day actually is an international day. It's something that's celebrated across the world in honor of the allied nations who joined together after fighting against Nazi Germany in World War II, as well as like just basically celebrating the Charter of the United Nations. The world development information aspect of that day was brought upon to basically speak on social issues that go on around the world. You know, like the Muslim persecution that's going on in India, as well as the things that are going on in Nigeria currently.
I was about to mention them, yeah.
So, like, this day is basically to empower people to speak on these social issues and inform people that across the world, there are people getting oppressed, and to really show them ways that they can organize themselves and join these organized fronts and fighting for human rights on a global scale.
What is the greatest ethical challenge facing the planet currently?
Racism. I would have to say racism and just oppression, just persecution in general. When we persecute against people for, let's say, their race, their sex, their sexual preference, things like that, that is what's breaking our societies down.
Okay. And how can we make the world more peaceful as an individual?
So we play our part by basically affecting those around us. By you being a positive person and holding yourself accountable and holding those accountable around you, you basically spread that positive energy throughout the planet. And we're able to affect people off of that. We want to make sure that we're holding our friends and family members accountable, because then they also hold us accountable and keep us in those guidelines of being equal, fair, and peaceful people.
Okay. And how does racial discrimination adversely affect world peace and peaceful coexistence?
Well, you can't be peaceful, nor can we actually exist in a cohesive way if you feel as if you're better than me because of your race, your sex, your class, or anything like that. It automatically causes you to want to or even subconsciously end up oppressing another party, whether that be, like I said, purposely or subconsciously with those ideologies. That automatically just causes for actions to take place like that.
How can we include world peace in our daily lives?
You include world peace in your daily lives by learning that the world is not peaceful. We have to get this ideology out of our heads that if it's not happening to me, it's not happening. No, it is happening. In places within Africa, slavery is still going on, where people are literally being auctioned off and sold. And that's not illegal, nor is it against the crime. In the United States, they just changed the name from slavery to involuntary servitude, where you have people working for pennies on the hour. And we're watching as people across the world are utilizing the American flag to show peace, unity, and freedom. However, we as Americans know that the American flag should not stand for that, where they have been the most oppressive and also really racist like countries throughout this whole time. We watch as our country was indoctrinated on racist practicings. Even Mount Rushmore was created by a white supremacist. Like, we just watch as our history is just whitewashed. And we watch how our history is just taught to oppress. And it just is built off of oppression. So in order for us to really recognize and be able to change the world into a peaceful place, we have to realize the demons that are around us, educate ourselves, learn about the people who they taught us to be heroes, like Christopher Columbus, and learning his actual past, the things that he actually did, the fact that he really didn't discover America, even like the holidays that we practice, Thanksgiving, like the background behind that. We have to realize what is going on in order to change it. You can't change anything that you're not identifying as a problem.
Very well said. Okay. Do you believe war is helpful or detrimental to countries? If so, if it is helpful, why? And if it isn't, then why as well?
I have mixed feelings. I say a little bit of yes and a little bit of no. But yes, as far as after every war, there has been an evolution in not only technology, but just the way that we deem what to be a human right. War has always pushed that. It has always been the oppressed fighting against the oppressors, the oppressed fight alongside of allies or just an allied nation of oppressed groups. And when you see that happening with war, like I said, it does push the envelope for technology and just the ideologies of what human rights should be. However, in nowadays, I just can't see war within certain countries because of what is going on within those countries. Like, if a war was to break out in America, where people, again, are in this mindset that nothing is happening in the world, it will literally, like, change a lot of people's lives. Like, you have kids, you have women, you have men that don't know how to react to that or how to deal with that. Just to think of not being able to sleep in your house because it's constant war outside is something that people are not really digesting in their minds, of not being able to just go to school, go to work. No, because it's war outside, you can't go outside no more.
Hey, it's scary times outside, and I feel like a lot of people don't realize what's going on.
They try to kidnap two governors, and that's not being spoken about. And that was not the Black Lives Matter movement. No, that was white supremacist militias, and it's not being brought up. It's not really being spoken about. And if they're trying to kidnap governors who have all these surveillance and things like that, just imagine what they're willing to do to normal civilians. And then the fact that our president literally kind of concurred as their actions. Even a sheriff got on and stated that they were just going to make a citizen's arrest, making light of serious things. And as we're watching this go on, it's just something that we can't ignore. Like what happened in Kenosha with this young boy being driven by his mother. His mother drove him there with a gun, and he ended up killing someone. Like, when we're watching this go on in our country, it's just not something that we can ignore. And it's something that we have to identify. And we have to really pay attention to who they are trying to demonize as they make light of other things. They demonize the Black Lives Matter movement, yet they're the ones that's not trying to kidnap governors and going to every rally with guns. 97% of protests have been peaceful, done by Black Lives Matter members as well. The 3% that do end up badly were caused by agitators from the far right side. So it just shows you what's going on in our country and who's actually leading and fighting this war and who's just being blamed for it.
Okay. Given the way 2020 has played out so far, do you think world peace is obtainable?
The way that 2020 has played out, it helps me have faith that whatever sprouts from this may be somewhat good. I can't say that it'll be world peace like 2021. That's not going to happen. Maybe like within 8 years, we might be somewhere down that line of a peaceful world, because we just seen how ugly we were. Like, we just, this has revealed the world's ugly nature. COVID-19, the epidemic, and all that's going on, it just revealed to the world just how ugly it really is, how unpeaceful it really is. So hopefully with us being able to recognize what's going on, we're able to fix these things. Like, I love how seeing organizations like NASA demand that they switch up their structural intakes and actually hire more Black individuals in the hierarchy. That is amazing. NASA is being like starting to say, yeah, we need more Black people in our hierarchies. Other organizations like that, getting on that same tempo. So as we're seeing them say like, hey, we have been being wrong, maybe we should stop that and change it. That's amazing. I want to keep seeing it go that way. But I do know, as things continue to progress, the ones who want it to go another way will use different tactics to fight against that. So right now I'm just optimistic. And I will say, like, within the next year, I mean, 8 years, if we keep going down this path, it may be world peaceful somewhere.
Right. And, you know, I want to touch upon that NASA one, because, you know, I have a little sister who wants to be an astronaut. And it's crazy, because about a year ago, she came to me and she told me, she was like, she was thinking about not doing anymore because she was just looking around and she wasn't seeing people who look like her. And so what I did, I started digging up the people of color that are in, you know, that have been to space and stuff like that. Cause I just, you can't let a dream like that go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they kill our dreams by hiding those who actually are in these programs that are Black.